With respect to the fourth one, practicing Dhamma in accordance with Dhamma, and you will have heard me repeatedly say how the majority or the strongest habit that we have is to practice Dhamma in accordance with self-view. I need more concentration. I need to work harder. I've got lots of confusing thoughts. I need to get rid of them so I can become a stream entrepreneur. And so it's so easy for Dhamma to be practiced not on the basis of Dhamma, but on the basis of how I should be and what I want to be. Many, many years ago, Lhunpo Samedha was highlighting this by saying how we create the idea, I'm an unenlightened person who's got to do something now in order to become enlightened in the future. So setting the framework for practice as I am a person, and Lhunpo said, ding, ding, nope, rewind. Just don't base practice on I am a person who's unenlightened, but rather be awake here and now. So I feel that that's the most subtle, as in most of the Buddha's lists, they go from the coarsest to the most refined. But that last of those qualities is so important to get a feeling for how Dhamma can be practiced in accordance with Dhamma, based on mindfulness and wisdom, rather than based on how I want to be, how I shouldn't be, and what I've got to get rid of, what I want to become, and so on and so forth. And that was so helpful all those years ago, Lhunpo kind of highlighting that change the paradigm, change the framework, and notice what the mind is bringing to the field of practice and rejig that so that it's changing the paradigm for what is being done here.
And it makes me think of the Atipadaya. Sort of that the three what the Buddha points to three things that are Atipataya. Atipataya being predominant. So Lokatipataya, so the world is predominant. So this we practice with the values of the world being what are pulling us along or tripping us up or informing our values as we practice. And I mean, there's plenty of that in, well, everywhere really, and immediately thinking of California. But yeah, that sense of the pull of the world being so strong. And then Atatipataya, the self being predominant, this predominant force. And the many permutations that ends up with, and then Dhammatipataya. So when the Dhamma is predominant, when the truth is predominant, then good things happen.